You and I have been given the freedom of choice. Every Sunday, you will hear me say that one way or another, because we need to understand that our freedom to choose to be with God or without God is a freedom that only the human race can enjoy or appreciate. Now, hear me on this. Our God, unlike all the gods of the world, our God says, I give you peace, I give you choice, but I give you my love. It's up to you to accept the peace that I will give to you in your heart. It is up to you to accept my love, but I have given you life. So choose whom you will serve. The giver of life, the power of life, or self. The greatest idol in our generation is self. We want what we want, and we want what we want now. Not to glorify God, but to glorify self. It's the way of the world, the God of the world. And we fall prey continually. As always, I want to bring to your attention a whole focus for this year has been words in red. And then from that first message that I shared with you in January, that the whole Word of God, the Bible, because God said that all Scripture is God-breathed. So you can mark a whole Word of God, the Bible, in red. That's it. I've given you my Word, how you can use my Word. I've given you examples of life, good, evil, and failure. But I want you to know, throughout your life in following good and evil and failure, you do not have to stay down in the ditch of life of failure. I'll pull you out. I sent you my son. Do you not think that I won't give you my hand? Do you not understand that I gave you my heart? What the world offers you is temporary. What I offer you is life in its fullness. So you choose. In honor of God's reading of John 3:16, as I stress each Sunday, I want you to look at it. It'll be on your screen. I know you memorized it, but I want you to look at those words and read along with me. Would you please stand? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. May God's blessings be upon the reading of his holy word. Please be seated. One thing you and I, in our own mind, but mainly in our spirit, the real us who is inside here. And again, I want to think about this. Your brain is a part of the human makeup. Your spirit is who you really are. When you leave this body, when I leave this body, every bit of it's going back to dust. But my spirit will be out of this body before it hits the floor. Because of my Christian faith, my trust in Jesus, not because of anything I have done or you have done that is so great, but because of our trust in him, his word, I find peace. I see the joy of life, but I see that peace and the joy of life that's ahead of me. Not behind me. Oh, you don't know how hard I had it growing up. Well, suck it up. You have life. Many have life in the United States of America. Freedom to act stupid. Freedom to stand for what is right. And the freedom to choose not to. But that's a gift from God. So this morning, I want us to look at our spirit. And I want us to see the choice that God gives us. You too, Christian. I'm talking about Christian. Listen, I belong to my Father. I trusted in His Son. His Word is who Jesus is. Because of Him, I can look inside and look to the future of living. I don't worry about dying in this physical body. It means nothing. As a matter of fact, it's getting to the point it starts making a lot of noise every time I stand up, every time I sit down. Well, something pops. God said, don't sweat it, because who you are is not that body. Who you are is the spirit of who you really are. So as we look within our life, choose to be with God or without. That choice, you know, what a choice. I want you to read something here with me. John 1, verses 1 through 4. In the beginning was the Word. Now listen to that. The Word here represents Jesus Himself. Then we understand that it will be the sword of the Word of Jesus, the Word of God, during the great battles of life, whether it's Armageddon or Gog and Magog at the end of this world. But the power is in the Word. Jesus. When Jesus speaks, and He does still speak to you. We got to talk to Him, folks. It is Jesus standing outside the door of the church, knocking, saying, won't you let me come back in? Either with Him or without Him. But it's your choice. Many will worship God in God's building, God's house. They will have long praises. They will have beautiful words, but do not know the God to whom, in whom they speak. The Lord says that's the way it is. So that's why you don't have the right, Larry, to go from pew to pew and say, you're a weed, and you're not. You're wheat. Because I would be plucking me out of that pew. Because the only thing I can see is what is humanly before me and the actions of man. God said, I've looked to who you really are, to your heart. I see you. And I know how much good I have prepared for you. Why don't you get it right? But this week you've chosen not to. I'm still your Father. I'm still your Savior. With or without me using God's Word, God's Word is a part of who I am. It is the only part that truly matters. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Now that ought to give us a hint, folks. Jesus was with God. The Word, who is God, who is Jesus. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the Word of God shall never pass. Was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. God is saying He, Jesus, me, incarnate. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, through Jesus, all things were made. Now, in that free choice that each of us have, you need to understand God says, here's my promise to you. Read it well. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made. And then He says this, without Him, nothing was made that has been made. Without Him, nothing you strive for in your human existence will make it. Without Him, you will not find the peace that you're looking for. You will not find the peace that you want to fall upon your children, all the loved ones of your life. You cannot find that peace. You cannot find that power without Him. Without Jesus, you and I will be left to our own human thoughts and imaginations. That's why, husbands and wives, you do not want to know what your loved one is thinking. Oh, I wish I knew what you were thinking. Folks, many times, gentlemen, when your wife gives you the look, you know what that means, but you don't want to know what she's thinking. Do you know that God looks to the heart of each of us? And as He looks to our heart, He sees the real you, the real me. But here's what's exciting. I had nothing to do with the real me any more than you had to do with the real you. All that we have is a gift from Almighty God. With God, there's power. With God, there's hope. With God, God says that everything will work out to glorify me. Well, Lord, is it going to take any pain? And not only that, Father, I'm ready to follow you. I do not want to hear somebody, say something bad about me. Well, you better get back to reading that Word. Because they put Jesus on the cross for loving. They put Jesus on the cross because He was so powerful in speaking. Because what came from the mouth of Jesus Christ was the pure and holy Word of Almighty God. Man could not stand against Him. Nations had no authority over Him. The will of the heart of the human being had no authority, period. God says, you are protected by My Word. Jesus introduced to us as God's ultimate Word, God incarnate, His Son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, I've come to take up My abode with you. I've come to live in you. I've come to be with you daily, nightly. From now on, I will be with you. Take My word for it. Take My word for it. God wrote a book concerning the power of His Word called the Holy Bible. I recommend that to all Christians and to all non-believers. Read it. For within the pages of God's holy book, you will find your name, your place throughout eternity. Right now we listen to people talk about, well, I want my name to mean something when I leave planet Earth. I don't. And my name won't. I want you to remember the name of the one I preached while I was here on Earth. I want you to remember the name of Jesus. I want you to remember the power. But He said, you choose. Choose to be with Me or choose to be without Me. So I read the book. the Bible. Folks, only a pure, foolish human being would choose not to be with God. Read the book. I'm talking about a word of God that stands so strong. Every time there was a battle to be fought, it was God who took care of the battle. You all come on, stand on the front line. You got to show up. Listen, Christian. Oh, I'm a part of God's army. Well, God's army is not going to be able to do anything in this world if we don't show up for the battle. God did not tell me I have to fight. He said, show up and let me show you what I'm going to do because I love you. And I love the love of God. His Son is the word of hope and peace. This world has no authority over me or you. Only what we give it. You see, the world cannot take the authority of Jesus Christ away from me or you. The Word of God cannot move inside of me unless I allow Him to move or to touch. But He says, I want to. I want to give you peace. Will you accept it? God says, listen to me. Here's the power of evil when you are without me. Matthew 19:26. Jesus looked at them and He said, with man, this is impossible. Talking about how to be born again. With man, this is impossible. But with God, so being without God, you're in the human race and you're going to lose. But with God, all things are possible. What is the battle that you're fighting? What is the evil that rages around you and your family? Look within your heart, for it is within that heart you will see and hear a beautiful melody. You will hear the singing from heaven itself. You will be able to witness within your life, because of Jesus, a peace that surpasses all understanding. God will say to you and to me, give up on your will, for my will, my yoke is easy. I will bring to you peace, hope. We look to the world for support. It never comes. We look to ourselves and the knowledge that we can receive through our education. But that knowledge doesn't do it. And God declares to us, it is not the knowledge of man, but my will that will protect your family. Parents, you cannot be with your children all the time. Parents, you will not always be there to catch them before they fall. God says, I will. I'll be there for you and I'll be there with you. You trust me with your children because I've blessed you to have that beautiful child. Trust me, God says, I will raise that child. I will never leave that child nor forsake him. And John the Beloved looked at all he was speaking to. You know what he called them? Little children. That was the voice of God coming through John the Beloved. Listen, little children. I'm a Christian. I've been blessed because of who God is, not because of who people are around me. I've been blessed with peace. But God says, here's what I want to give each of you. Too often when we look back, we see so many failures, so many broken lives, and many that we have broken. So sad, because we can't go back and apologize. We cannot get all of those sins we've committed against our fellow man and say, Father, forgive me because I can't remember them. And God sent Jesus. And when he sent Jesus, he said, Larry, all you got to do is remember me. Why would I remember my past and be hurt by it again, when Jesus said it'll never be brought up? Only the love that God has placed in my heart and yours is what God will look at. You and I, we will find peace in the blood of the Lamb, just like it was always intended. There is no peace outside of Jesus Christ. There is no hope outside of Jesus Christ. There is no love. There is no protection. With or without, make the choice. For without him, you can do nothing. And that sermon comes alive in my life every waking minute. It's the Word of God, the truth of God, the voice of God, the power of God. The world is in turmoil. What's new? But you and I have witnessed in this generation, the generation in which we're living, almost a total collapse of commitment by professing Christians. I want to commit my heart to you, Lord, but I want to do it at a distance. Now, Lord, I want you to accept the guilt that I'm sharing with you, and you accept it, Father, because I know you took it to the cross with you. But, Lord, it's embarrassing so often for me to use your name. I'll talk about you in church, but I'll deal with the hell of the world, with the language of the world. You won't deal with it. You'll be swallowed up by it. You and I have a responsibility, folks. We have a responsibility not only to the children within our families, but to each other. We have a responsibility of the character that only Christ can give. Stand for what is right. But when you do, men will hate you. Jesus said, if they hated me, well, gosh, you know, they had a lot of reason to hate Jesus. After all, he healed the sick, raised the dead, made the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the lame to walk. Whoa, that was horrible, wasn't it? You know what was horrible in that generation? The condemnation of Jesus, because man, those in power, could not claim it that they did it. There's no difference in this generation or any other generation, with Jesus or without. For there's power in that word. Wonder-working power. The power to reach to the very depth of who you are, who I am. Do you know why that we call it human nature for us to look at others to judge them? We're terrified to look inside ourselves. We're terrified. We want to find someone or think that someone's worse than we are. I got news for you. If you stole a grape just to eat it, or if you murdered and done all vile sin, God says there is no difference. Sin is sin, and I hate it. But the love of God is love, and I love it. The peace that he gives right in the midst of our storms of life is a peace that truly does surpass all understanding. Why would God save me? Why would Jesus continue to love me? Do you ever get into a feud standing in front of a mirror with that reflection? God says, look inside. I know you're hurting. I want to give you hope. With me, I can do all things within you. With me, I'll give you that peace. With me, I guarantee you a future with me. With me, I guarantee you a future with me. I want to be with Jesus, and I am going to be with Jesus. But it's of nothing that I have done. All of what He has already done. But folks, He continues to do it. The Word will last throughout eternity. The Scripture says that you and I will answer for every idle word spoken. Jesus comes along and says, with me, I'll wipe it clean. I don't want to go to eternity, folks, having to listen to all the dumb statements I've made, disrespectful statements in my life. No. When I stand before my God, I will have been washed, shined up by Jesus, head and all, and presented to God the Father from God the Son. Jesus knows my name. I'm on His list. And that's the only list that's going to matter to you. I just don't want someone to be upset with me. Well, they already are. And it doesn't matter what you try to do to straighten it out, you can't. Sometimes people just want to be upset with America. Sometimes people just want to be upset with the Christian. Sometimes people just want to be upset with you. You can walk in and say, I'm sorry, I apologize, I love you, get away from me. That's the human race. But I'm not dealing and talking about the human race. I'm talking about the godly love that supersedes it. A forgiveness so great. God sent us a whole book for us to read. This is what happens when you're without me. This is what happens with me. And then Jesus comes along and says, I am the Word in action. I know Jesus. Do you? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise your name for your Word. I don't understand, Father, for how you touch our life, of the great spiritual power that you will enact in the heart of the wicked human being. Yet, Father, it is true. It is there. And where you are, there is hope. Where you are, everything is everlasting. Where you are, we will witness a peace that we have never been able to witness in the human existence. Forgive us, Father, for our failures. But Father, give us the courage for the future that you have for us to walk in this human body. And Father, give us the authority and the power to take your Word wherever you leave. Lord, when you open that door for us, give us the wisdom to step through it. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.